What's going on, Fry Guys?
Happy Friday!
Oh my goodness, happy Friday. I cannot believe. Well, first, welcome to another episode of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair. And what I was going to say is I cannot believe that this year is almost over.
Dude.
We have after this, we're going to have one more podcast episode of 2023.
What?
That's crazy.
Did we meet our 2 weeks off quota this year? I feel like we did pretty darn good
this year. Yes, because you know what? So far in 2023, we have done 48 episodes. So that means this will be 49 and then next week will be 50.
We're going to hit our 2 week quota this year.
Let's do it.
That's pretty good.
We have, we actually received a little breakdown. We are in the top 10% of all podcasts, apparently. So that's pretty cool.
Of all podcasts of who?
All podcasts.
Of all podcasts?
You got to think how many podcasts are probably out in the world.
And we're top 10%?
That's what the thing says.
Well, I am baffled.
I also didn't believe it. But think about top 10%. Like, think about how many people have podcasts. Like
no,
I said,
for sure. It's just, that's dope.
Yeah, super cool. Unless
shout out to you guys for getting us that top 10%.
Unless that's just podcasts that are through our, because this came from Buzzsprout. So unless it's just all podcasts through Buzzsprout, we're top 10%.
Wow.
Either way, I think it's cool.
Anywho, it's pretty dope. Didn't know that was a thing.
2023, we were in 53 countries. Listened to in 53 countries.
Right on.
1,771 minutes.
Okay.
48 episodes, so that will grow a little. And then we're at 46,000 downloads for the year.
Wow.
Super cool, right?
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for all that.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of thank... Let's share some gratitude.
Let's do it. What are you thankful for?
Thought I was going to have to remind you.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like that awkward pause where I'm like, is she going to say more? Is she not going to say more? It's just like that. So that was where I was at with that. Okay. But we got there.
All right. Well, what are you thankful for?
You want me to go this week?
You go every week first.
You want me to go this week? All right.
Nope, you don't get to talk, actually.
All right. I am thankful for my first day on the slips for the year. I went skiing today for the first time for the ski season. It was freaking awesome. Definitely snow's not, like, there's not snow everywhere. Not all of the ski lifts and all the routes are open, which is a bummer, but again, it's still early. And I'm hoping once the new year breaks that we just get dumped on with a ton of snow. But yeah, it was great. It was awesome. It was a good feeling to get out there and just rip it for a little bit. We were out there probably for like a solid 6 hours. No, not six. Just kidding. That was a lie.
I was like, really?
But it was about like 9:30 till 2. So it was a pretty good bit of...
It's like 5 hours.
Yeah, so it was close. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I'm thankful for the first day of skiing for me. And just being able to get out there. So, but yeah. How about yourself? What you thankful for this week?
You know.
There's a lot to be thankful for, actually.
I know. And I forgot the one thing I was going to finally say.
We waited for 5 minutes waiting for it. And then
I know.
And it poof, gone.
But it's like weeks like this when so many things happen. So then I'm like, so which one do I want to use as what I'm thankful for? And, you know, I'm just going to pull something out of my booty right now and say, I'm thankful for soup. Because.
Did not see that one coming. But, yeah, that's a good one.
No, but, like, we've had a couple soups this week. And
that's
like,
some good soup.
That's good soup. But, like, in the winter, soup just, like, hits different. It's so good. Like,
it really warms you up.
Yeah, it's just, like, comforting. And warm and cozy, and I just like soup in the winter.
I like soup.
No, I'm serious.
I like turtles. Yeah, no, soup's great.
I am thankful for soup. Why are you making fun of me?
It's just funny. Either way, just let it ride. I'm just saying, the soup we just had for the past couple of days, bomb.com.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thankful for it.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I don't know what else to say. I could still make fun of you for. I just didn't know it was coming. I didn't know soup was the top of the list. So that's pretty solid.
Yeah. That's what I'm thankful for.
A little curveball. Do you have anything else that you're thankful for this week? Or do we want to?
I don't know. Do you have something that you think I should be thankful for?
No. It's your choice.
What are you getting at?
I don't know.
Why do I feel like you're like wanting me to be thankful for something?
You want to do the Q&A first, or do we want to talk about our weekend
first? Let's recap our weekend
first. Recap our weekend, and then we can...
Our freaking weekend.
Yeah, we'll do that first, and then we'll go finish up with the rest of our questions from last week.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hit it.
Oh my gosh, this is like the worst episode ever.
No, it's not.
We're not on the same wavelength this week.
That's all right. That's all right.
Our weekend.
Our weekend. Yes, thank you. Sorry, brain fart. I'm like, what are we talking about? We went to New York this weekend. It was fun.
Last weekend.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It honestly was a blast. We went to New York to see and surprise Blair's best friend, who was getting engaged.
Woohoo!
And I feel like it was one of the first engagements you've seen in person. Is that right?
I've seen one other.
One other?
Yeah, I think just one of my other friends. I was at the engagement. Yeah, I don't think I've actually been at others. I've just been to like a party kind of situation afterwards.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very exciting.
Yeah.
Very nerve-wracking too.
It was for sure. Cause we were doing photos and video for them as well. Fry Films doing their first engagement. And it turned out so great and so fun. And we just made the most of what we had, you know, and like the fact that how we were like so nerve-wracking. I just remember when we were waiting for them to come, like I was chill. I was chilling all of a sudden. I just like felt my heart just getting heavier and heavier, like pounding harder. I was like, dude, all right, I'm feeling it. I'm like, it's about to go down. And we're like, we gotta get the shot. And
if I'm this nervous and anxious, it's like, dude, imagine how Keith is feeling right now.
Dude,
like
100%.
So basically the plan was so Jessica thought they were going to brunch. So Jessica and Keith, now engaged, the happy couple. It was Keith's brother's birthday this weekend, which worked out well because then Jess thought that they were going to a birthday brunch for him. So she got cute, got dressed up, and then they went for a walk with their dog before heading out to brunch. And
which was the dog's birthday too.
Yeah. Little did she know though, the brunch was not real. It was just an excuse to get her ready, get her cute, dressed for Saturday. And so they went on their walk and it was probably a 20-minute walk. And as soon as they left the apartment to start their walk, her family and us went to their apartment.
Get in position.
They all went inside and like decorated a little bit and hid there. And then we hid behind some cars where we could see their front gate. And I was just like, dude, this 20-minute walk has to be
the longest
torture.
Hell yeah.
And it's Keith, even when he got back, he was like, dude, I didn't know what to say. All I could think to talk about was how nice the weather was.
It was a great day. Absolutely good.
But he's
gorgeous.
Just so nervous. He's thinking about like, okay, it's about to happen. You know, like his mind's going 50 million ways. So, I'm like, I can imagine he is having trouble figuring out what to talk about, which is funny because it's like you on a walk every day with your dog.
Yeah.
But because of everything that's happening, you're like, I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
What do I say?
Like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah. And so anyways, then once they got back, as soon as I saw his knee go down, I sprinted over there to get the photos and you followed closely behind. Cause yeah, it was like, I don't know how long he's going to talk for, but like, cause we knew once he got back, they were going to go inside their little gate area and he was going to propose right there. And so, yeah, I'm like watching and I'm like, okay, like, is he going to be like, start some spiel about how much he loves her and she's going to start crying already? Like, do I start going out if I notice she's crying? Like,
right.
When do I go? And he hit the ground pretty quickly with his knee. And I was like, okay, I'm going.
It's go time.
Yeah. Cause I was like, as soon as she knows, oh my gosh, she's proposing, it's fine if she sees me, right. Obviously. But it was funny because So we got to New York. Proposal was happening Saturday, and we got to New York Thursday night. And like all day Friday, we're exploring the city, just walking around. But Thursday night, right before we went to bed, I don't know what hit, why I thought it. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jessica has my location.
Yeah.
Like on Find My Friends, she has my location. And I twice recently have been in like around a group of people and they've been talking about Find My Friends and they're like, oh yeah, I look at it all the time. Just like, see what my friends are up to.
Where you at?
And so I'm like, I was so paranoid Thursday night and all day Friday of like, I am ruined. I'm going to be the reason this engagement got ruined. She's going to see Blair's in New York. That's weird. Oh my gosh, I'm getting engaged. That's why she's here. Like, I was just like, that,
yeah,
I'm
you were
gonna,
just running scenarios.
Because I was like, all she has to do
your
is
mind was turning.
If she just clicks on Find My Friends or our text thread, it's going to say New York City. And I was like, and there would only, like, I would never come to the city and not tell her.
Right.
You know? So it was like, if she sees this, she knows it's happening. Thank goodness. Like, well, actually that morning when we saw Jessica's dad and he told us that Jessica said to Keith, because it was their dog Ollie's birthday. And she literally said to him, man, I thought you were going to propose since it was Ollie's birthday. I thought it'd be the perfect day for it, but I guess I was wrong. Literally tells him that. So when I hear that, I'm like, oh, she has no idea. Because if she thought, I think he's proposing, you wouldn't say like, dang, I thought you were going to propose today. Or like, it's a great day for a proposal. Like, you wouldn't say that. You would be like, I'm not saying a word.
Yeah.
I'm letting him do his thing, you know? So I was like, okay, she has no idea. And then seeing her reaction, seeing it all actually happen, like very clearly she was clueless. And
100%.
It made me so happy.
And there were so many surprises after it too. And
yeah.
Keith did such a good job.
Yeah, because then we went in
and everything.
All her family was inside the apartment, surprised her. And then he kind of has a thing for doing like little scavenger hunts. And so he did a scavenger hunt all around their apartment where he had like hidden clues. And so she would read a clue and it would lead her to another clue and lead it to another clue. And they all rhymed and stuff. And it was really sweet too. It was like really like the last clue was basically all the reasons he loves her and, you know, da, da, da. Can't wait to marry her. And then it said like, we're going when you turn right on this street, like a familiar spot. And it was a bar that they have gone to. And so then we went there and yeah, all her friends from the city were there and, yeah.
It was just a heck of a day.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. Heck of a day.
Sunny. It was like 55 degrees, sunny.
You guys.
Just surrounded by all the loved ones and family and friends, you know.
And let me just say, so Keith rented out this bar for all of his friends. They had some food coming around. And the bartender really likes Keith. And they did not go lightly on the drinks.
No, they did not. They were potent.
I think every person in that bar was gone.
Turned after at least two drinks.
We had margaritas and I had three. It was a bad decision.
Very bad.
Usually three drinks, you're like, oh yeah, you'll probably be feeling like pretty good. Like, woo! Woohoo!
These were like three drinks in one.
It was, yeah.
Honestly. I was feeling it after one.
But it hit me out of nowhere. Like I was feeling good and then it was like, oh.
That's tequila for you.
Oh, shoot.
Tequila!
Yeah. No, I was not. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
No, it was definitely potent, but they were good.
No, they tasted great. But yeah, at one point I walked to the bathroom. When I walked through this crowd of people, it was just like,
yeah,
you know, when you like see it and you're like, whoa, everyone is gone.
Yeah, everyone's just
living their best life.
Yeah, 100% at that point. Just celebrating, just so much joy in the air and hammered off tequila. Yeah,
it was rough. but yeah, so it was a great day. Fun night. We went out a little later.
Yeah, we kind of like hung out and then we went out and
got some pizza.
Just sat at the bar, like sat at like a restaurant bar and just hung out and talked. It was fun.
You know what I hate more than anything?
What?
Going to bars.
Dude, that's actually, I wrote that down when we were at the bar. It's so loud. So loud.
I'm laughing because I know you wrote that down. That's why I said it.
Great segue.
Thanks. And you pointed out my segue.
I had no idea.
You're like, oh my gosh, that was actually on the notes.
Whoa, how did you know that?
To discuss.
Do we share notes?
No, but I mean, I wasn't just saying that. Like,
but it's true.
Because it's on the note. Like, I genuinely, too, hate bars.
Like, in the sense
when
of,
I
like,
when I can't hear people.
Right. When you're wanting to, like, actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely yelling to talk to someone. And you're like, ha? What?
Yeah. I feel like, too, because it's so hard to hear, it almost feels like, I feel like, I end up just having superficial conversation. Does that make sense? Like, it's harder for me to get into like a deep conversation when I'm having trouble hearing them and I'm screaming. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to just like, so tell me your biggest fears in life. You know what I mean? Like, you're not just going to get into like some deep conversation with someone when you're at a bar screaming and you can barely hear them. So then it's like, I just hate it. I would much rather...
There's a time and place for it, but for the most part...
No, there's not. There's never.
Never a time and place? No.
I am at a loud place, I want to be dancing.
True. So there's a time and place for it. Loud bars.
Yeah, just dancing.
Boom. That's all right.
If I'm trying to talk, do not ever put me in a loud bar.
No, for sure. Obviously, it makes it 10 times tougher to have a conversation.
Yeah.
But that's what we enjoy talking to our friends in a more low-key place where we can actually have a full conversation.
Well, yeah, but then
especially
also
with
like
groups of people too. Like when you're like trying to have like a group conversation,
oh,
everyone's
so
just
difficult.
Yelling and yelling. You know?
Or you like are in between two conversations and you're like, I don't know which one to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Definitely can be a better situation.
Yeah. But overall, New York was great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Went and did all the little Manhattan touristy things.
Oh yeah. That was another thing thankful for our buddy allowing us to stay at his apartment.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It just saved us like an arm and a leg, but also like it's great spot in the city where we can get to everything and walk to everything. Yeah, it was awesome. So super, that was another thing.
I will say being near his apartment and like walking to dinners and like going to cute restaurants, like that was really fun.
His area is super nice, I will say. He has a lot to offer in that area.
Uh-huh.
So,
because I feel like we did the whole touristy Christmas Manhattan the first day. And then other than that, we really stayed in his area, Brooklyn area. And it was like, oh, so nice.
Yeah, where there's more room to walk.
More room to walk.
Honestly, because when we went down to Times Square, I was like, this is miserable. What you have to do, you got to see the Rockefeller, you got to see Dior or Christian Dior or whatever it is, like all the light show things. And so we did that and then we skedaddled as soon as we could. But it was awesome. Super. Also, let's talk about doormen.
Oh, dude.
First time we've ever experienced a doorman.
Like not at a hotel.
At an apartment complex.
Yeah. Like, I feel like hotels have it, but it's like, that feels normal, you know?
To an extent,
Are you going to answer me?
No, I didn't know. I thought you were going to say more.
You're just staring.
I thought you were going to keep going.
No, like, when you stay at a hotel, there might be somebody that, like, gets the door for you, but, like, they're just like, have a good one. You're like, thanks. But when you have a doorman at, like, an apartment, like, they know your name. Hi, welcome back. Luke, hi, welcome back, Blair, you know? And it was just like, literally Luke and I were like, I feel like we're in a movie. Let's just say our buddy's place, it's very nice.
Yes.
Very great part of New York City. Very nice apartment, spacious, bells and whistles. They have a doorman. And literally it was like the first day we were there, like one of the guys was like, I don't think I've met you yet. And we're like, oh, we're actually staying at our buddy's place, you know, we said his name and they're like, oh yes, I'm not going to say the actual room number.
Oh,
but
6060.
That's really high up there.
We're in New York City, girl.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, 6060. And we're like, yeah, him. So it's just like, they know every person, every room, like who they are. And they would not like,
you
start walking.
Touch a door.
No, they're sprinting to make sure you open it. And it just like, but if that's in the New York movies, they have a doorman and they're like, welcome back, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And you're like, and they're like, thank you. You know? And I was like, I feel way too like like, this is just way too fancy for me. Like, I don't belong here.
I was like, because I even tried to open it before they could get to it.
Did you?
I did, because we were like walking up and I don't think they saw us. I tried to open it. It's locked, so you can't open it.
Oh,
which makes sense too, because
well,
they obviously
like
don't
safe.
Want. Yeah, I was gonna say there's you don't want people coming in and out like who aren't staying there.
Yeah,
you know? So they're kind of gauging who's coming in and out of the situation.
Smart.
Yeah, but yeah, it was locked. I wasn't able to open it. I was like, I'm gonna try and open the door. And
that's
it's like,
funny.
You
I didn't
can't.
Know that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I felt like I was living in a New York City Christmas movie, and I was like, you know, some wealthy city girl.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice for a few days.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now I'm back and had to open my own door to get into our town home. I was like, hello?
Oh, goodness gracious.
But yeah, overall, great trip, amazing surprise. And it's just a great feeling when your friends meet somebody and you're like, this is a great person.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. You just get that feeling.
I feel like in your life, your friends date guys and you're just like, God, yeah. He sucks.
Yeah, you can do better.
And they eventually see it. So they might not always, I guess.
True.
But a lot of times they finally see it, they break up, you know? So like when your friends finally meet somebody and you're like, this is such a good guy. And he treats you well, he makes you happy. So just like to know Keith and know how great he is and then like to see how happy Jess was, it was just like,
oh, I know.
I'm so happy they're getting married.
I know.
Oh. Love it.
I just want to ask you a quick question.
Oh, okay.
In the situation of like, oh, they doesn't work out or it does work out or you're the best friend, you're like, don't like them. But do you say the red flag that you see to your friend or do you let them figure it out for themselves? Do you understand the question?
Yeah. Like if my friend is dating someone and I see a red flag.
Do you say something to them or would you rather let them figure it out or see how it pans out?
I feel like it's could be situational, like
yeah.
Depending on what the red flag is. But I don't know if I'm I don't know. That's tough because I don't think I would really, I'm like trying to think of an example because I'm like, would I see the red flag without my friend mentioning it and being like, well, this happened.
But what if you see it and they don't see it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. Like, I don't think that's ever happened where, like, I've seen and been like, this guy is not great.
Right.
But my friend is like, he's perfect, you know? I don't think I've ever been in that situation
perfect.
To where I'm like, oh, do I tell her? Like, I don't think he's good. Like, I feel like in every situation I've been in where my friend's dated someone that's not great, it's like I might see it and be like, I don't like him. But my friend will be like, well, like this. And then it's like, okay, well, here's my thought. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That'd be, I mean, yeah, I guess if I was in a situation where one of my friends like just thought they were dating Mr. Perfect and wanted to get married and I just saw a really red flag, then I'd probably tell her. But I think it just depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's so situational. What the red flag is. Is
right.
it just something I don't like where I'm like, oh, he kind of does this and I don't really love that?
Right. It's not,
but
like,
it's not
you're
a bad thing.
Icks, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is it an ick?
It's not an ick. No,
or
I'm talking about
like
red flags.
Is
like,
it like, hey, I saw him slap a woman on the street. I'm going to tell you
yeah,
about it, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's tough.
No, I just thought of that because in the sense, just talking about that situation, I was like, do you?
Yeah, I feel like I've always
you?
Had like very open conversation
you
with friends.
Or shouldn't you?
But it's because they mention it, you
okay.
know?
Okay. And
so,
then you talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But luckily, all my friends, I feel like, are in good relationships
yeah,
now.
For sure. I know.
They figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, you want to answer some more questions?
Yeah.
From last week that we didn't finish?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Question one. What was your favorite song of 2023?
Favorite song? According to Wrapped, it was Chocolate by 1975.
No, it wasn't.
For me, it was.
What are you talking about? I thought we had the same Wrapped.
No, we don't have the same rap in the song.
But we did for artists, so how would it not be the same?
I don't know. It told me that I listened to Chocolate like 30 times.
Now I'm confused. Yeah, but our rap, I don't listen to the 1975 ever. And they were the number five artist on my...
Yeah, on but my, we have separate... Like, I'm Luke and you're Blair on our Spotify, but we share one.
And
but so
Blair's,
for me...
And Blair's Wrapped had 1975 as number five, and I do not listen to them.
So maybe it's... I don't know, but I 100%...
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't get that part, but I 100% saw that it said that I listen to Chocolate like 30 times.
But that was your number one song?
That was my number one song.
I don't believe you. Give me your phone.
We'll look at it later.
No, but we got to tell the people now.
We can let them know later. I feel like it's going to take some time.
Pull it up. Because there was many other things that would be like, here was your fifth top artist. Oh, 1975. Guess what? You listened to Chocolate 30 times. Like, that's not saying it's your top song, though.
It's not?
No.
That's what I would consider my top. Here we go.
No, your top song is the top song.
Your top song, Chocolate.
Let me see this.
It's on my top songs list.
Yeah, it's on your top songs list. This isn't in order.
My number one.
It's not in order, babe.
Chocolate.
My gosh, you're the worst. It's not in order. Spotify Wrapped. All right, my number one song. Oh, dadgummit. Log in. Here you go. My number one song of 2023, I think, as I'm going by what came out in 2023, my favorite song that was released in 2023.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm going by.
I said, yeah. And what is it?
When was Chocolate released?
Oh, that was not this year. No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
so you're not
favorite
going by
song
the
of 2023 is what my favorite song that came out in 2023 was.
Okay. So my favorite song that in general was Chocolate.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I can't. This episode, we are just so far on different wavelengths. It's like...
Oh, it's so funny. But I don't know what my favorite... I gotta think about that. Keep going. Yours is what?
It doesn't matter. Yours is Chocolate.
Chocolate.
You're keeping it.
Where's the chocolate?
Mine is...
What are they selling?
Either shut your mouth right this second. Mine is either... oh my gosh, why am I blanking? Oh geez. Okay, it's here. Mine's either Now That We Don't Talk from the 1989 Vault Tracks.
You're about to say 1975.
From 1975, my favorite band. No. From 1989 Vault Tracks, Now That We Don't Talk. I think That Grew On Me is my favorite Taylor Vault track from this year. And then close second would be Americana by the Joe Bros.
Is that 23? Did that come out this year, huh?
I don't know.
It might have. That's the thing.
No,
I just
that
don't
very
know.
Well, that very well might have been 2022.
It's so hard to tell because
that
I
was
feel
our
like
top,
sometimes...
That was my top song technically on Spotify Wrapped was Waffle House.
Was it?
Yeah, it was all the Jonas Brothers songs.
That's right, because we were just jamming out to them.
Because we listened
time.
To that album over and over and over again.
Over and over.
Have you logged in yet?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm getting there. Here we go.
2023, the album. It was 2023.
2023, the album.
Must have been like very beginning of this year. All right. Next question.
What's the next question? Yeah, I'm still looking this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's
so.
Fine. Go for it. Where would you have added country-wise on your big trip if you had more time?
Oh, man.
I know what I would do. Oh, what are you going to say?
I was going to say Croatia.
Oh, good. Croatia's good.
That's good. That's good. Good job.
I would agree with that. Sorry, I just got to chill. I would agree with that. I also, I'm not going to lie, I don't know why. Oh, I do know why we didn't consider this. If we would have had more time and the time of year would have been correct, I would have done Australia.
Ooh, that's just, yeah.
But it would have been summer, which would have been winter for Australia. So that's why we didn't really toy with that idea.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I would have totally done Australia. But that we would have had an extra like month.
Yeah, that's... Basically,
that's
what
the point of the question. You're right.
We did each country for 1 month. If you would have added one, where would it be? We would have needed.
Stupid.
Oh no, I just meant we should have gone to Australia for a day, dude.
So stupid, stupid.
Golly, once again.
Get it together.
Different wavelength.
Yeah.
Would you have removed any destinations on your big international trip?
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, you said removed.
What did you think I said?
Moved. I did not hear re. I took out the re and heard moved.
Would you have moved any destination?
Lisbon!
I was like, where did you hate?
No,
like, so
I loved
much?
All our places.
Yeah, I was like, I felt like we had a really good balance.
I heard moved. Totally did not hear re before moved. I was yeah. That's a no-brainer. But no, I wouldn't remove any of our...
I think we hit so many different cultures and I loved everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't obviously move
yeah.
to all the places we went, but I'm so glad we did that. Like, I feel like it was the perfect combination of countries for our 7-month trip.
Yeah, I think we did it. I think we did a pretty good job.
All right. Toughest/most eye-opening thing about being a homeowner?
I'd probably just say doing all small projects and
what?
Fixing things up and doing small projects.
You think that's the toughest thing about...
So far, we've been the homeowners for a month and a half. We're not like experienced homeowners,
it's
bud.
It's been 2 months.
Oh, dang. Today is the 20th.
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, but those aren't difficult.
But it's the most difficult thing we came across.
The toughest thing about being a homeowner.
Again,
we haven't
been a homeowner for very long. So for me personally, yeah.
I don't like your answer.
Well, what's your answer, bud?
I don't know.
Hit me with what's the most difficult thing.
Honestly, it's tough because like my immediate thought goes to like paying
bills.
A mortgage. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, we really aren't paying more now than we were paying rent. It's a little bit more, but it's not like it's a huge difference. I think it's just literally because we have been spending so much money to furnish this place.
Yeah.
That it just feels like, gosh, are we ever going to save money again?
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, we will. As soon as we stop spending $500
a day.
We're
almost done. Yeah, we're almost done.
No, yeah, we're super, like,
like we said, most of our big furniture is just all little tinkers and stuff.
We don't really have too many tinkers left.
I mean, doing the accent wall, doing our cabinets is going to cost a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
for sure. But I meant as far as furniture.
Speaking about things that are most difficult as being a homeowner, doing projects around the house.
No.
It makes sense.
No.
Yeah, it does,
dude. Silly. All right. Next question. Do's and don'ts. Oh, what was your house hunting experience like? Do's and don'ts, ?
Our house hunting experience was fully remote.
No.
No?
We started house hunting when we were here.
Okay. Yes. But like everything else was fully remote. All the paperwork, all the negotiations,
yeah, but
all
I don't
that
think that really matters.
To yeah, Ken, for sure. Might have been a little bit easier being here.
Well, yeah, but most people aren't going to do that. But I think they mean like
don't
the house
do it.
House hunting experience.
We were okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
What are your thoughts? I'm ready for this episode to be over. You're driving me bonkers.
Of house hunting.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah, go for it. Maybe I'll think of something.
House hunting experience. Honestly, I think we had such a good house hunting experience because interest rates sucked. And so the market was very slow.
Good point.
I think if we would have been buying when rates are really down, I think it would have been a much more stressful experience.
Just like battling other
people. I think
people.
We would have been gotten our little hearts broken multiple times, probably losing out on offers. So honestly, in the grand scheme of thing, our entire process was so seamless and easy as far as that goes, because we saw our place, we loved it, but we didn't know if we would be approved for it yet. We hadn't even started that process when we saw this place.
Right.
And then, I mean, it was like weeks later, we finally got approved and this place was still sitting on the market because at least in Salt Lake City, houses were averaging like 45 days on market before selling. Like it was so slow just because nobody was wanting to buy because of the interest rates. And so because of that though, we had so much time to think about it and be like, okay, do we really love this one? Let's look what else is out there. Okay, everything we've seen, we still keep going back to that one. We love it. Let's put an offer. We put an offer. We went back and forth with the seller a few times, counter-offered. We counter-offered their counter-offer. You know, like
right.
If it would have been a crazy market, we would not have been able to do all that. We would have had to put an aggressive offer. Like, so I think overall our experience was really, really good because of that.
It's true.
Do's and don'ts, I would say don't settle. I mean, I guess unless you like have to, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like look until you find something that really does have everything you want, pretty much. Or not everything, but has a lot of what you're wanting.
Right.
I would also say you can make changes. You can make cosmetic changes. Find a good realtor that you trust.
That's a good one.
Don't sign remote.
Don't sign remote.
Don't close remotely. Try to do it in person. Yeah. It's a lot easier. Not as expensive too. You don't have to pay for things. And I would say don't get so upset if you lose out on a house because we did and I was really bummed. And then we ended up getting this place and it's way better than that place we lost out on.
For
so
sure.
It's like, so I think everyone
it's
always
work
says
out for
that.
The plan,
yeah,
you know?
It's going to work out.
It's cliche, but it's true, you know.
That's my advice, even though I don't really feel like I'm fit to give too much advice.
I mean, that was great. I'm going to ride your coattail on that one.
Great.
I think it was good. I think you nailed it.
All right. Last question. Because somebody said goals for 2024, and we are going to make you wait.
That we are.
Because we're going to do a whole episode about that. We'll talk about our goals from 2023. We'll talk about our goals for 2024. It's going to just be...
You just got to wait till the new year.
Yes. All right, so last question. Favorite memory of 2023?
Oh, man. There's a lot. I feel like we had a pretty solid year.
Yeah. I honestly, though... Oh,
I know. I was going to say, yeah, I was like, not yet.
Should we? It's the ketchup pack.
It's the ketchup pack. It's the fry guys. They get the inside scoop.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Wait. Get yourself a bowl. We're going to scoop you some cream and you're going to enjoy it.
It's called sip
some
the
ice
tea,
cream.
Babe.
Well, we're talking about ice cream. It's a little bit more better.
Right.
A little better. More fun.
Well,
the tea's a little
before
bit
we get to
like,
that,
eh.
let's share so far in 2023, favorite memory.
Yes.
And I think it's tough because I think our road trip was awesome.
Yeah.
Our van trip was so fun. But something about the day we moved in here and it was like ours and it just felt like, I don't know. It was like I just had so much like peace and joy and giddiness that it was just like
this is ours.
This is ours. Like we're in Salt Lake City. We're staying with our friend. Like just like a really sweet memory.
No, for sure.
I think that might be so far 2023 my favorite memory.
Yeah. I mean to lead up to buying like getting the house because like coming to Salt Lake I think was my favorite memory because I personally was looking...
Not driving out here, to clarify,
no,
correct.
Both times correct. but it has been on my list to come out and live here and experience it again at that time, short term. So being able to come out during the incredible ski season, to come out here and see friends that we knew lived here and, again, have that community for just that short period of time that we thought we were only going to be.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting for me and definitely a memorable time.
Yeah.
But then that just, yeah, it just led up to where we are with the house and just, it's a huge milestone, obviously, for anyone, but for us, it's a ginormous one because we never thought we'd be done traveling completely, you know?
Or not, like, settling down.
Yeah, we're not
so
completely
soon.
Done traveling, but, like, having a home outside of what we use for our permanent address for travel nursing, you know?
For sure.
So, definitely a huge milestone financially, emotionally, and just, like,
In life,
yeah. So
we're taking the next step.
Taking the next step of being an adult.
Yeah, so anyways, guys.
That's what they say.
We've been keeping another little secret.
Ooh, a little secret is right.
This is what's going to be the best memory of 2023. I already know it.
2023!
I already know it. I
boop, 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 boop.
Am just, oh my gosh.
Y'all ain't ready for this?
I'm sure people already, by what we're saying, I wonder if people think they know what I'm about to say. So, guys, on Christmas Eve, so very, very, very soon.
Santa's on his way.
Santa Paws is coming.
Ooh.
And we are getting a little girl dog, and Waffle's going to be a big brother.
He's going to be the best big brother ever.
We're going to be a family of four.
Dang!
Have two little Frenchie nuggets running around.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
This has been something, I mean, Luke will say, I've talked about this for...
Forever. A year and a half, 2 years,
but
probably.
I never really meant it because I knew...
The situation.
We weren't settled down. We traveled so much. We, you know, da-da-da-da-da. It just didn't really make sense for us to get a second dog. And being a little more settled now, having this place, it was just kind of like, here's the thing. Waffle just loves other dogs. He thrives. He loves being around other dogs. And so it was just like, I want to take the next step. I want to get him a little sister.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it kind of happened fast, but like I said, we've been talking about it. We were just like, let's just go meet them for fun.
Yeah, that's always
see what
ends
happens.
Up. That is literally signed, sealed, delivered.
Let's just go look at some puppies for fun. Yeah.
Yeah, anywho. Harmless. We're never going to get one.
No, I knew we were getting
one. I'm sure you did. And I knew it too in the back of my head. I'm like, this is
You're like, here we
for.
Go.
Yeah.
So anyways, Waffle's going to be a big brother. The second they meet, my heart's going to be a puddle on the floor. I'm going to be just a mush ball. I just adore and love Waffle with all of my heart. And so to see him be such a good big brother to little Willow.
Willow
and Waffle. I just know he's going to be such a good big brother and he's going to teach her how to be such a good girl and I'm going to cry. I'm just so excited.
I know.
So that's going to be the best memory of 2023 is being a little family of four now in our little home in Salt Lake City. Look at us.
I know.
If you would have told me this is where we'd be at the end of the year.
Jeez.
What?
Seriously.
What?
Let's be real. We finished a van. That was a good memory, too. We finished the camper van.
Dude, that feels like eternity
so long ago. Dude. Like, how?
That was this year.
We finished a van. Thought we were going to...
Maybe be van lifers.
Van lifers. and then we moved to Salt Lake City. Oh, we'll stay for 3 months. Oh, just kidding. We love it so much. Let's stay another three. Got to experience it in the summertime. Cool. Take that van out for a good adventure. Buy a house in the process.
I feel like this is like what we should do on our recap episode.
Yeah. Scratch everything I just said. We'll come back to this.
No, I mean, you can still say it, but I'm just like, this is good for like our end of the year goals. Just like recap what all we did this year.
Because
I'm like, wow, what a great year.
Yeah. But no, it's just like, never saw this coming.
No, but it's great.
I know.
There's
a lot of joy in our life, and we are so thankful for it, and we couldn't be more excited.
I was trying to think of one of those sayings, like, I'm happier than a corn on the stick and a butt. You know what I'm talking about, though?
No. What?
People say, like, I'm happier than a hog on a windshield. You know, like these don't make sense, but, like, they say those little sayings.
That sounds like Red from Big Brother last year.
Yeah, like little, like... yeah. Anyways. All right, guys. So anyways, can't wait to show you guys Willow. Can't wait to introduce her to the world, the internet.
But y'all, of course, the ketchup pack gets an inside scoop.
I know.
Scoop.
I've been like wanting to tell you guys.
We actually talked about, not really talked about, but when we talked in the episode like two back, we were like, I love farmers in the farmland. That it was inspired because we went and saw Willow that day.
Yeah, he was like a dairy farmer.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, this made me appreciate.
Wanted to tell them, but I was like, oh, no, we should wait. Like, but then now I'm like, okay, it's about to happen. You guys deserve to know. I always want the ketchup pack to be the first ones to know about and everything.
Head of the game.
Because we love you guys and we're thankful for you guys. Absolutely. And guess what? We're going to catch up with you next Friday.
Next Friday. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Woohoo! Happy holidays.
See ya.